Hello.
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 It's Stephen's day by now, as I'm releasing this. Stephen, now recording it on the 22nd.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be another one of those weird time travel podcasts.
Yeah, it's not Christmas yet, but it's past Christmas as well.
We had one 2 years ago.
It's
nearly Christmas, but boy, we'll be discussing Christmas in the past, and yet when this goes out, it'll be...
We'll be discussing Christmas in the future.
And it'll be
It'll be after Christmas. It's a time machine.
That's my uncle Greg, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Greg. Yeah.
Greg's a director. Yeah.
Ooh. That sounds a lot better than it is.
It sounded better in my head. So it's Stevens' day, so we're assuming Doctor Who has been good.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We could do like two versions.
We did that before, didn't we? Where it was like, remember, Jesus, can you imagine that whole thing about Britney Spears? Well, I can't believe she shaved that donkey.
Yeah.
Say something like that.
And then just in case it happens,
just in case it happens. What, Matt Smith didn't actually die as the Doctor, and Capaldi won't be coming in until next year.
Yeah, we see. I'm actually thinking that might be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like the last 3 years, I put this up on Facebook a while ago, Stephen Moffat lies.
A lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
lies. So, I mean, you know, it could be a ruse, you know.
Okay. I hope it's not, because I'm very excited about the movie Scottish Doctor.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
And I love Tennant's thing. So, did you hear Peter Capaldi's just doing a Scottish accent as a Doctor? That lazy bastard.
Is that what he said?
For 3 years, Tennant did the British accent.
You know, I'm looking forward to it because I wish they'd just let him be Scottish, let David Tennant be Scottish.
Yeah.
Well, they did in the what was it, the
in the Queen of the Queen Vic, no Queen Victoria one with the werewolf.
Yeah, the werewolf one.
But he just sort of disappears in the middle.
Yeah, and then he goes back to English.
Yeah, so I don't know. I wish they'd let him be Scottish. They let Christopher Eccleston be from the north because lots of planets have a north.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't know.
I'm excited though.
Like
I think that'd be cool.
I like the wooden Cyberman thing, isn't there? There's the statue of wooden Cyberman.
Yeah.
I'm not really a big fan of the Cybermen, to be honest. Like they've done some good things with them. Yeah, but like I'm still like, you know.
I know what you mean. They're kind of you don't really look forward to the Cybermen.
Like,
you're either mildly impressed.
Like I was really excited for Nightmare in Silver. I thought, Nightmare in Silver. You know, Neil Gaiman's gonna do an amazing Cyberman episode.
Yeah.
And then it was just okay. And I was really like, you know, like the Cybermen aren't really. And you know, the thing with the Cyber Leader inside the Doctor's head was amazing. But the Cybermen themselves were just they just sort of fall down and you know they're not really scary.
I like the old ones where it was just a guy in a silver jumpsuit.
And like
a foam helmet.
Like wrapped in tinfoil or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the way the old Daleks used to be.
The Daleks were
just a wee bit.
Nah, the Daleks were always scary. I like the Daleks.
But then that was the best thing about it. They made them more terrifying because now they can master stairs.
Yeah.
No.
Because of the old ones.
No, well, to be fair.
You just had to go to the first floor.
To be fair, the Daleks in the what's his face with who had the question mark umbrella? Sylvester McCoy. Those ones could fly too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In his Dalek story. So the Daleks flying is an old Doctor Who thing.
I watched the Five-ish Doctors for the first time a few days ago.
Yeah, it's funny.
John Barrowman was just don't tell anyone, please.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Singing show tunes all the way to Cardiff.
Yeah.
And Tennant's just like his wife giving birth. I'm sure there was something I was supposed to say.
Push. Also, Peter Jackson turning up randomly.
Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Hey, could you do it on your own? I think it would be better if I could.
Yeah.
Sylvester's not here. You know, the small chap.
So, what are your thoughts on Peter Jackson potentially directing an episode?
I
know it's been like a rumor for a while.
It's been
so
a rumor.
Flashed around, yeah.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Would they have to?
Would you take one episode, make it 3 episodes, and have just a lot of prologues to the other 2 episodes?
I think we'd all be really disappointed if you didn't do that, wouldn't we? If there wasn't a special edition of the episode that actually had all the good bits in it that came out after the episode.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, I think it'd be good.
They'd have to go to New Zealand, though, wouldn't they?
I saw a photo
because he doesn't really move outside of New Zealand.
Well, he did shoot some of the scenes for the new Hobbit in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, the all the scenes because Christopher Lee couldn't travel because he's like 900 years old now. Yeah. So they had to go.
Speaking of Christopher Lee, actually, did you hear about his metal career? He's got a new career. He's released like 3 heavy metal albums where he kind of does monologues over really thrash metal music. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
His first album came out when he was 89. I think he's been 1 year since.
That's gonna be brilliant.
Yeah, I'll have to find him on the internet somewhere. I've heard a few songs.
I saw a photo of Ian McKellen doing a stage play, and at one point in the play, he doesn't have any trousers on, and he wears underwear that has a picture of Gandalf here, and it says, "You shall not pass." I mean,
it's terrible.
Oh my God.
I saw
Ian McKellen drop his trousers in the play once.
Yeah, really?
This is a classic story. Of the podcast. What was
the play?
It was King Lear and
you know that Shakespeare stuff. You know that mad stuff.
There's the mad scene and then he
but hadn't you fallen asleep or something like
that? I fell asleep and then when I woke up he had his bits out.
Oh, seriously. So, it must have been an amazing play.
It was
that
was a nod. For anyone who actually, Sylvester McCoy was in it.
Actually,
as well.
He just lifted his hands up 2 feet apart.
And then, of course, you've seen Fastbenders as well, so you've seen.
Well, that's not. Yeah.
Yeah, my Fastbenders.
That was everyone shamed that,
like Fastbenders.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah,
Viggo Mortensen's as well. Everyone's seen his. You know. You haven't seen Eastern Promises?
I've seen bits, but I haven't watched the whole film.
Ah, Jesus. You haven't seen Eastern Promises? What the hell? I was at a screening of Eastern Promises 2 weeks ago in Toronto.
And was he there?
No, but David Cronenberg was there.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I saw that. Facebook,
okay,
yeah.
David Cronenberg was there and doing a Q&A, and Guillermo del Toro was leading the Q&A, and it was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So when I go back, they're doing History of Violence.
I've seen History of Violence, yeah.
And Viggo and... Cronenberg and Viggo will be there, so I'm really excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's pretty good.
Really excited. That is pretty good. For that. Yeah.
Oh, I saw the first reviews are coming out for that American Psycho music.
I've heard it's good. Yeah.
I read about it last night. It didn't, you know, say whether it was good or not, but it just said.
I read something that said
it was quite good. I saw Edgar Wright put a tweet up.
Yeah,
and he said
it
was good.
Yeah. He said it was really good.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. They showed up a picture of, like, you know, everything that's in it. Like, they sort of snapped.
Yeah,
you know.
Apparently, it's quite like the music is all like 80s kind of synth pop.
Yes, because
that's
what the books have been, the movies about. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
I really love,
don't forget that it's a musical, and so there's lots of this, and they showed a picture of like everybody doing handstands on their desks or something, and I'm like.
But then there is also pictures of just him holding an axe covered in blood.
Yeah.
Well, what was weird was there was a picture of him holding an axe with the raincoat on, covered in blood, but it actually looked so much like the picture of Christian Bale that for a second I thought they just put his head on Christian Bale's body.
I'd be interested now, I wonder if Christian Bale will go and see it actually.
You think so? Maybe.
Or maybe he's too pretentious. I love Christian Bale, but I always think back to the Terminator rant where he just went absolutely mental at the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
although he did apologize a lot for that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I mean it's like he was just so, like the thing is he was probably just unlucky that somebody happened to record that and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that probably happens all the like that DOP's probably screamed at, you know, more times than he could count. So
what's your lecture as one of the guy who being the assistant to someone who won't even flush their own toilet?
Yeah, well, this professor who was who had a friend who was a assistant to some big Hollywood producer who. She wouldn't tell us who it was, though, who had their assistant flush his toilet. So he'd go in, do his ablutions, and then sort of say, all right, go on, you're up. Send them in to flush the loo.
I'm trying to guess who it is. I don't know why.
So it's a producer. I'm going to guess.
It's not Ben Stiller.
Just because of the whole thing, the Tropic Thunder Ben Stiller is the real Ben Stiller.
We should point out, actually, Greg's in film school.
Just finished film school.
And now I'm a waster.
Okay.
You're a waiter.
I'm a waster. So yeah.
So this is where the stories are coming from. Just to let everyone know. Who could that producer be?
It could be the thing is I've got this idea that it's probably not a producer you'd have heard of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
it's probably somebody who did like who had like one massive huge film back in 1984 and has been like coasting on that success for the last 30 years and hasn't, you know, has done like direct to TV kind of sci-fi movie since then or something. You know what I mean? You just wouldn't know. Like, it's somebody who probably is, you know, punching way above their station, I'd say. You know?
Yeah, probably.
Like, anyone who has the success wouldn't need to act that way.
We'll just say when they try and say no, I said, don't you remember that I produced,
you know, blah, Tron? Blah, blah, blah.
Blade Runner? No.
Blade Runner is very successful, very good film.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think I'd love to see it because it sounds like it's an interesting to see, so, like, a slasher film kind of be a musical. I know Sweeney Todd and all.
Oh, we're back to Megan Psycho. I thought you were talking about it'd be interesting to see the producer.
A musical based on this producer's life.
Yeah.
Well,
a musical.
I'm sure Andrew Lloyd Webber can write like a 3 or 4 minute musical number on.
He could probably get a whole 3 or 4 hour show out of it.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. How do you instantly jump to excrement and Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Well, Cats was a pile of shit.
That's just
no offense to any cat lovers in the audience.
So now, speaking of cats, you know, it was weird. What was that? It was during the it was during the summer. We went to see Dylan Moran in Toronto.
Yeah.
And Cats was on at the theater that he was on. And there was just one day when Cats wasn't on that he was on.
Yeah.
So they didn't take down the Cats stage. So, you know, you went in and there were all these like oversized suitcases and dustbins and stuff all over the stage. And Dylan Moran was just doing his bit in the middle of all that. It's pretty funny.
Have you heard that thing? If you want to be in Cats, you have to go to cat school. And you have to, in cat school, basically, after like 3 days, they just say, okay, pretend to be a cat, and you have to go around sniffing people's arses and just pretending to piss and shit on stuff.
Are you serious? Yeah. Well, you have to go to zombie school if you want to be a zombie in The Walking Dead.
Do you?
Yeah, they have a really specific way that their zombies walk and fall and stuff.
Because I know there's a lot of members of the cast have just had their friends in and have, like, they've gotten them in scenes as zombies. And then it's just like,
yeah, but apparently it's like, you know, it's loads of training. That's apparently why your man that you love hasn't done it.
Oh, Chris Hardwick.
Chris, they keep asking him and he won't do it because he won't go to the, he won't spend the time doing the.
Well, they did a great thing at Comic Con a few years ago where for The Walking Dead it was in like its second season and they had a big thing where you paid in and it was zombie survival. So you go in, there's actors dressed as zombies.
Yeah, they have that in
and
Toronto.
You have to get through, like,
they have that in Toronto.
Oh, they did an episode of Comic Book Men about that. You know, Kevin Smith's show.
Yeah.
They did an episode where they went and. The zombie
comic book man is funny. Have you watched it?
No,
it's good. It's fun.
Gas.
I've been meaning to watch it.
It's brilliant because it's like it's just like Pawn Stars set in a comic shop. Oh, like that's what it is.
With really funny people,
you know, and his friends are hilarious and
they have a podcast as well called Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Yeah,
those ones so you get like more of them
each week. Yeah. It's and the best episodes are the ones when Jason Mewes will just randomly show up.
He'll just pop in and
Walt Flanagan will be like, oh fuck, here's Jason Mewes, and because he'll just come in and take like shit off the shelves and just not pay.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, and then they'll be like, what are you doing? He'll be like, well, my fucking face is on the wall. Like, so yeah. Yeah, it's funny. You can watch it on Netflix, I think.
I'm sure it's off.
The American Netflix has it, which I've heard. I haven't acquired American Netflix dodgily or anything.
There's a thing on Google Chrome that you can download it.
It's probably just
the podcast just in case Google sues us or something. Or Netflix sues us.
Will Google sue us? They'll take possession of this elastic band that's on the table. What else will they get from us?
All the money we've been making from this podcast.
Yeah.
All the rights and copyright infringement we've already made referring to just music and stuff.
Yeah, so.
What is it? You can't sing more than a few lines.
That's actually bullshit. Well, that's not true. If you sing one line of the song, you have to pay.
It's a few lines.
It's not. They've made that joke before, but it's complete bullshit. If you use anything from a song, even in some cases, even if you say the lines, you have to pay for the copyright.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna re-edit every episode
Every single episode now, I'm gonna have you re-edit.
No, I'm a big stickler for the not putting music in.
Yeah,
that's why we never sing Happy Birthday.
He always gets sued.
It's 50 grand for Happy Birthday.
Well, what's the Community thing? They just start the episode with "to you."
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't, because everyone's too cheap. To, yeah. Everyone's too cheap to pay 50 grand.
50 grand for Happy Birthday.
But it's copyright ones out.
But it's
that.
But the thing is,
it's a bit of a legal loophole at the moment, or there's some sort of wrangling.
But the thing is, it's not
now,
the it's not the people who wrote the song, the two sisters
yeah,
who wrote
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, yeah.
They've
been dead for years.
Like
it's not their estate,
no,
though.
No,
it's
like
it's
way
like
back.
It's yeah. like Warner Music that has the right that you're paying the money to. It's not, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, I just. Destroyed any potential of a relationship with Warner Brothers that I could ever have. Yeah,
man.
I'm
That's
never, I'm never getting Superman 19 now.
Your dream is always.
Yeah, my dream.
So if you could make, if all joking aside, if you could make one film, what would it be?
If I could make one film,
yeah, like you have like you get Warner Brothers say you can make one film.
Oh, geez, I don't know. Anyone that paid me, probably.
Anyone that's gone paid yeah. millions of dollars.
No, not even that. Just as long as I get paid.
So say they come to you with like Howard the Duck, the remake.
Yeah.
Or 300, number 7.
300, yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's going to make money. People are going to go see it. And then it would lead to more stuff.
Yeah.
You do 300, before you know it.
Then you're doing Superman.
Before you know it, you've got Watchmen. I mean, how did he get Watchmen? Like the film that like that beat Terry Gilliam, Paul Greengrass, he got to make it. So
and now he's making Batman and Superman
Batman
at
and
the
Superman
same time
and Wonder Woman
and Wonder Woman.
And
we're all just excited for Ant-Man. Let's be honest.
Are we excited?
Oh yeah.
Were we excited? Are we excited by the Paul Rudd news?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it's Edgar Wright directing it, so I think it's great. Actually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm excited that he's doing any film. You know, I just want to see another Edgar Wright film.
Yeah, I still haven't seen At World's End, which is, I know,
it's
disgraceful.
Yeah,
it's
brilliant.
Because
yeah.
I missed it, because when I went over to Toronto, by the time I came back from Toronto in the summer, it had gone from the cinemas there, and it wasn't in there while I was over in
Yeah, that's
Toronto,
right.
So
it's it's on DVD
it.
Now, anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's in
I just got it on Blu-ray, so.
I'll get, like, the special edition if they have one.
Yeah, it's you know, it's really good, though.
The one thing that I was worried about it beforehand was that it looked so Hollywood. There was a lot
of... Oh, no, not at all.
More money thrown
no, it's
well,
like, it's lower, I'd say.
There is. I saw there's a really good interview online. You can probably still find it with Peter Jackson interviewing Edgar and Simon and Nick Frost, I think, and somebody else. And he actually says, you know, the weird thing is that the budget for this was, like, 1.5 times the budget for Hot Fuzz, but we still felt like we didn't have enough money to do what we wanted.
Yeah, see, I saw there was a lot of CGI stuff in the trailer with kind of some of the aliens.
But the first, like...
I felt like it looked... Because that was the bet. The thing about the Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead is you can tell it wasn't made for a lot of money.
No, I think Hot Fuzz was. I think by the time Hot Fuzz came along, they'd at least... They'd got more...
They got more publicity.
But I'd say they got more money than they ever thought they'd get to make a film, though, you know?
But World's End, though, it's interesting because the first, like... Half, I'd say, the film is just them in pubs, talking, and then
it's pretty funny though. Like
there's
one scene which I'd say is probably the funniest thing they've ever done, like in everything that they've done. Paul spaced like all.
I wouldn't consider Paul because it's not Edgar Wright.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about all of them. Like, you know, I include Scott Pilgrim and everything. Like anything that they've been attached to.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they're all like, at this point, they're all. Pissed, like they're all totally drunk, and they're trying to figure out a name to call the aliens. They're just trying to come up with something to call the things that are attacking the town, and it's fucking hilarious. It's so funny. It's like it's one of those brilliant like genre sort of digs. Like you never see a moment, like you know, you never have a moment where they all sit around and be like, okay, they're pod people. You know, like they're just pod people, or they're just whatever. Like then they kind of do it in Shaun of the Dead as well when they find Peter Serafinowicz in the shower. And he says, I think he's a zombie, and they're like, don't say the Z word or whatever. It's sort of similar
to
that.
I still love the pee. Yeah. I prick. I still love that bit.
And loads of my friends did not like it at all. They just thought like it's too, you know. But I thought it was fantastic. I just thought it was so well put together. I was more excited for this one because I'm more into sci-fi than action movies or whatever. So I was really excited for that. And then I like the I like the relationship story in this one much more than
the
other
one. Yeah, Simon Pegg is playing the waster in this one,
it's
whereas
really good,
one, Nick Frost is the waster.
Yeah, it was really good, yeah.
They got Martin Freeman on, with Reed Shearsmith in it as well.
Reed Shearsmith's in it. He doesn't have a really big part, though.
Yeah, there's what's his name? Michael Smiley.
Michael Smiley's in it. Like
he's the career from
Space. Tires.
They haven't another. Well, no, I don't know if I should say it, but fuck it. They have another Bond. I won't tell you.
Do you have?
Yeah,
Timothy Dalton's in
so they got another.
So they have another Bond.
Oh, okay.
But like and a Bond girl because Rosamund Pike was a Bond girl.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And
she's in it.
She's
Was she in
brilliant film,
Was she in Die Another Day?
Yeah, and she gets killed by Halle Berry on a plane at the end.
Yeah, see, Ben's a big James Bond fan.
I can tell you, Halle Berry says, what is it? Because she like stabs her with a sword that has like a passport on for some strange reason, and then she's dead.
A lot of things happen in that film.
A lot of regrettable things happen in that film.
Ben's a big Bond film fan listeners, and so
yeah.
Just at the mention of Die Another Day, steam is now shooting out his ears.
What a great film!
You really liked it, didn't you? You were like, I want to see a Bond film with a really crappy story and shite CGI.
Well, do you know what? I like it because it is shite CGI, and it's John Cleese playing Q.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even Q, he called himself Orr.
No, by that point he was...
In a world is not enough, he refers to himself as Orr.
No, Bond refers to him as Orr. He says if he's Q,
you must be Orr.
But by the time he turns up in Die Another Day, Bond refers to him as Quartermaster, which we all know is what Q stands for.
Yeah.
And he's now Q. So.
Shame.
Right?
Well, he was really good as Q. But I like the new Q, I like Ben Whishaw's Q.
Yeah.
What do you think, actually, did you hear he's playing
Freddie Mercury
in the movie? That's not, I don't think.
See, I was really excited when it was Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen was perfect, I thought.
Because
I think,
sing, and I think he has the look for it. But it was like...
I think this is a...
Just, no, I don't know if the rumors are true. He left because they didn't want it. He wanted to tell the whole, the real personal side of the story about Freddie Mercury.
Queen are saying that's not true, but they might be...
But I
don't know.
I heard from the very beginning that Peter Morgan was like, I don't want to write it just another film about AIDS. I'd want to write a film about a rock band.
Yeah.
So...
I
don't think the script ever went there anyway.
But I think they wanted to go into like the homosexuality and the drug use and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I think it might have been tamed down a tiny bit. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Brian May said that was bollocks, but you never know.
Brian May,
excuse me, don't say anything about Brian May.
Okay.
He's a great guitar player.
He's an amazing guitar player.
And he's an amazing astrophysicist. Don't forget that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he likes badgers.
He likes badgers. He thinks he has a badger because of his hair.
There you go.
He's
all
a great
hair
as well. I'll give him that.
He does have great hair. Yeah.
However, I will say that they could do it not gigging as Queen now.
Yeah.
At least get singers who are good.
Yeah, stop going.
But it's like the Thin Lizzy thing as well. Like, the Thin Lizzy band.
It's just silly.
And then
the guy
to replace Phil Lynott, but he would have been more suited to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. It's just kind of
embarrassing. It was that bad.
Like, call it a new name, I always think.
Well, they did. They called it a new name, right? They released an album.
Thin Lizzy did, yeah. I think that was a legal thing, though.
Yeah.
But I have
to say, I saw that Thin Lizzy years ago. Not the new one, but when John Sykes was singing for them.
Yeah.
And they were amazing.
They had some, because it was weird, because they came like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And they had a guy who was basically, he was, like, even his, like, the his look didn't suit the band.
He was very punk rock looking,
loads of
tattoos.
Loads of tattoos and kind of like a sleeve, a leather waistcoat and stuff like that. And it was just like.
So he looked like Slash, basically.
Pretty much, apart from the big huge frizzy hair in the top hat.
Yeah.
Which he stole. Did you ever hear that story? He stole.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
He stole his...
He stole the hat.
He stole his amp as well. When they did Appetite for Destruction. When they did Appetite for Destruction, he didn't have any good gear because he spent all his money on heroin. So the label bought him an amp to redo his guitar parts. And he did 2 days in the studio, and he loved the amp so much that he just never bothered returning it.
Sure,
they had rented the amp, and then he just took it.
I'm sure that album they had such a terrible business that the record company were really pissed off.
Can't be as bad as what was it, Chinese Democracy, was that there?
Oh, Jesus. Don't even
go there.
Do you know what, actually?
I that album and just being like, what?
So it's actually from, like, tomorrow will be, like, whenever it came out, like, the 3rd anniversary of listening to it, because we listened to it on the 23rd of December. Yeah. I remember vividly. Because it was like a drive, down to Wicklow to visit my granddad on the 23rd, and it was the worst piece of drivel ever.
I've never even heard it.
It took years for them to make it. It
took, like, 15 years. And there's on the album, because they use so much Pro Tools editing, you can hear, and Axl Rose's voice got really bad in between. So you can hear, like, the first line in the song will be from 1994. And then the second line of the song, his voice would have just dropped completely.
Are you serious?
And it's from 2010.
Because I read the most amazing review of Chinese Democracy when it came out. I don't know if it was even a real critic. I think it was on somebody's blog or something. It was like 2 sentences. And they were like, they tried to do blah, blah, you know, this free-flowing album. You know, what Van Morrison did with Astral Weeks 30 years ago. Boom, same thing. Like,
It seemed, actually, Axl Rose was just a massive.
Idris seems mental.
Dickhead, to be fair. Like, what was it? He missed the Reading Festival because he told the crew not to wake him up. So, they were 20 minutes late at the Reading Festival because he was having a nap.
Yeah, but you know what? Like,
when you're a rock star.
That's, and you know, like,
when you've been touring around.
But you don't even have to be a rock star. Sure, Bieber does the same thing, doesn't he?
He's retired now, though, thank fuck.
Is he?
Yeah.
Apparently.
He announced there at the ripe old age of 19 years old. You know, someday the
music
got in.
Thank God! Yeah.
Are you serious? Music can be reborn.
But that probably means he'll take a year off and then he'll come back. He'll have a comeback tour.
He probably has a bucket in every country.
To piss in.
That he has to do.
And fans to spit on.
He fans to spit on. Walls to graffiti. You know, like, it's...
Oh, actually, you didn't know the new
You're own boss, you know, Ben. Like, there's so much shit to do. Like,
so busy. His schedule is so busy. I mean, saying baby over and over again in the space of 3 minutes takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
Really,
and trying to write that stuff, I mean, gold doesn't just happen.
No.
Unfortunately, it does for him.
Does it?
The prick.
As a struggling musician, Darren doesn't appreciate.
Yeah, are you bitter? We've done my Zack Snyder bit now.
Yeah.
You get to move on to my music bit.
I don't like shit musicians. Yeah. Basically, that's it.
And he's such a bellend though, as well. Like, that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't mind if the music was horrendous, because One Direction's music is horrendous. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
But they're not arseholes. He is such an arsehole.
Yeah. Or like...
He pisses in bins, he graffitis walls, he overreacts at paparazzi just because he thinks it'll get him publicity and it just makes him look like a knob. And like, he spits on his fans. And then the best thing was, is like, when he was in Argentina and they throw the flag on the stage, he won't even pick the fucking thing up. He starts kicking it away like it's a weird cat that's trying to go near it. He's just like...
Axl Rose did that as well, didn't he? Probably. Years ago, he was got into trouble. I think it was Brazil. Somebody threw a flag on the stage and he was like sort of found to be walking on it or something.
Yeah.
Like, he rubbed his feet on it.
Well, somebody threw something at him a few weeks ago, didn't they? And it was brilliant because he just has a hissy fit. He just stops, looks at the crowd, and there he goes. And then he leaves. You can tell he's crying backstage. He's like, oh, you're such a fucking What was the main thing you were saying? What's he done now?
It was actually really bad.
What?
It was, he called
Say it, who cares?
No, it's like terrible. He called like a 19-year-old girl fat while they were on holidays in Burnley. She committed suicide.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He totally did, yeah.
He like he kinda laid into her for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he did, like, he was caught on video being like, why would you go out, you know, like that and all this kind of
Well, I don't know if the suicide was true, yes. I don't know.
I didn't hear about the confirmed committing suicide, but I saw that.
That's like a new thing that turned up on Twitter a lot today.
What
anyway. Yeah.
That's all
screw him. You know who I love? Jennifer Lawrence. She's amazing.
Yes.
I still haven't seen the new Hunger Games, but
I haven't either, but she's still.
She's very good. She's very good at making me hate that character in the Hunger Games. I thought she was a total bitch. And I didn't.
How dare you, Ben?
Yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence
isn't
insane.
That the point, though? No, not Jennifer Lawrence. Isn't the point that the character in the Hunger Games is just a bit of a bitch?
No, she's really a strong, independent woman.
Yeah,
God damn it.
She's not a bitch.
Come on,
she's not a bitch.
I'm a feminist. No, okay.
Not a bitch.
Dara's a feminist. Everybody knows that.
That's okay.
She's tough.
I'm a feminist, too. Go out here with, go out, get out of here with your,
you're just married. You're just married and your wife might listen to the podcast.
She won't now. I'll say, look, did you hear what Ben said about you on the podcast?
Did you hear about all those really vulgar sexist remarks Ben made on the podcast?
You know what happens? The thing gets turned on and Ben just changes immediately.
The real Ben just comes out and he's just not a nice person.
Did you see J-Law, because we call J-Law, her, yeah, we call her J-Law.
Like, much like J-Law.
Yeah,
but not J-Law at all as well.
Not at all. She's J-Law.
Yeah.
Did you see J-Law and Conan O'Brien talking about her copious amounts of butt plugs?
Yes.
I saw it was amazing.
That was hilarious.
It was so funny.
It was like someone gave her butt plugs as a joke and then she hid it under her hotel bed so the maid wouldn't find it. And then when she came back, the maid had laid them all out in this nice display of just tons of butt plugs.
She's telling the story. She's like, somebody had given me a copious amount of butt plugs. And she looks right into the camera and she goes, as a joke?
Well, I mean, whatever she gets up to in her time, none of my business.
Yeah.
It's all right, it's a joke. We really just...
Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, have you guys seen the American Hustle trailers at all?
Yes.
I can't wait. A new one came out. Really excited to see the film.
Just a release. Was it released when we left? I don't think so. But I'm really excited. She
so
might
I
have.
I think we saw a trailer.
Imagine if she won another Oscar.
Another one?
Yeah. Can you imagine? She's 23, I think, or 24.
Oh,
yeah.
She's like Meryl Streep.
She's better than Meryl. She beat Meryl.
Yeah, she did. Was Meryl nominated last year?
At the Golden Globes, she was. I'm not sure about the Oscars. Probably.
She normally is.
I can't remember.
Hope Springs, I think, which is odd.
Can't remember.
The Tommy Lee Jones one.
If we can't find anyone else to fill it out.
I think she got nominated for like Mamma Mia and stuff.
But again, you can't be, like, you can't, you know, it's Meryl. Like, she is that good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
How she didn't get nominated for Mamma Mia, I will never know.
She got nominated for that, the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Oh, she got it at the Golden Globes. Didn't get the Oscar though.
Yeah. No, but she just won one for Maggie Thatcher.
I still haven't watched that. It's awful.
Don't watch it. It's terrible. Yeah.
She any good
one? Sorry if I end up working with Phyllida Lloyd or anybody involved with the film at any point.
They're not gonna go. We need to do some background on this guy. Let's dig out a podcast.
It's his nephew
and his nephew's best friend.
You don't know. Once it's on the internet, it's like putting pee in a pool. You can't get it out. It's in there.
God, then I've said some horrendous things. It's not good.
You know who's amazing in it though is Olivia Colman. She's fantastic.
She's good at everything.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Even in her 5 minutes spell in Doctor Who, just fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping she'd actually be named as the new Doctor.
Yeah, you were saying it.
I was like, there was talk. Like, I think she was a bookie's favorite at one point.
But then we might not get series two of Broadchurch if she did Doctor Who. So.
The weird thing about it is the bookie's favourite was your man who was in the new James Bond film, the kind of balding guy.
Rory Kinnear.
He was for ages, but then he himself
said no, they haven't come near me.
But it was really bad because once Peter Capaldi died, Moffat lies a lot, so I think now he offered it to everyone, poured out the character for all.
Well, apparently they were thinking about Peter Capaldi when Matt Smith got cast.
I had heard that as well. His name came up.
I'm interested, but I'm still. I'll miss Matt Smith. I really miss Matt Smith.
Not in the way I miss Tennant though.
I was talking about this. I made a convert, a friend of mine. I got him into Doctor Who, and he's been watching the whole lot of it. And he was saying that like. It took him a while to warm up to Tennant, like the whole first season that he did, even. Yeah. And I was
he
like,
had me as soon as he said that first moment blinking into the sun. Oh no, wait, that's the Lion King. You had me at the Lion King.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, I love that. I think it didn't take me
the whole season, but it definitely took me a few episodes to kind of warm up to him.
I love the fact that the Christmas special he's not in it at all.
I hated that there was a whole episode of Doctor Who without the Doctor in it. It's just unless it was Blink.
Apart from Blink. Or Love and Monsters.
Oh, fuck Love and
Monsters. that's the worst.
Come on now.
My friend...
Love and Monsters.
Elton.
Oh, my friend Rob, who is my producer and editor, Look, he started watching it and on Netflix, and he was like, you know, it took him a while, but he's now kind of warmed up to Tenet and likes him, and now but now he's moved on to Matt Smith and kind of likes Matt Smith, but he didn't get the in the middle of him watching it. He watched the 50th anniversary. You know, he said to him, so what story did you watch it? And he goes, yeah, I watched it. I wasn't going to, but I did. And I was like, what do you think? He's like, I loved it. There was one thing about it that I hated. And I hadn't watched it at that point because I was out the day it was on. So I watched it later on.
Yeah.
And he's like, when you watch it, you'll know what I hated. And I was like, okay. But he's like, you know what? I wish I'd waited because I didn't get because he was still on the David Tennant ones.
Yeah.
He didn't get the shock of having No. Just the sort of relief of seeing David Tennant come back, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
honestly when he said I don't want to go at the end, and even Matt Smith's life relief, he always says that, even I was still like, oh god. Not again, don't make me relive it.
The thing that he hated and the thing that I hated as well was that Eccleston didn't appear.
Yeah.
So
that was, like, I think a lot of people are annoyed about that.
So annoyed. Like, because he'd said, no, he's not going to do it. And then, you know, all the trailers came out, blah, blah, blah. And then you're watching the episode. And then just when John Hurt got back into the TARDIS and you saw the regeneration, there was that just instant bit of hope that actually going to see him. We're actually going to see him. And then it's like,
no. I mean, at least we got Tom Baker after.
Yeah we got Tom Baker.
We got something. But and we got Capaldi's eyebrows.
Yeah.
And his hands. The whole, you could... In the cinema when I went to see that, the whole theater went nuts.
Yeah, they went mad when we saw it too. They were like applauded and everything.
But everyone, it wasn't just me with the David Tennant thing, most of the cinema.
Was it?
Good! There are other Tennant fans.
Yeah.
I suppose all the trailers beforehand were some of the best things about it as well. The Anchorman trailer. And the Mr. Peabody Insurance trailer.
Didn't see that before. I saw it on the telly, so I missed all
that. And then the 3D thing, and then the thing with the Son Terrence as well.
The thing with the Son Terrence. The thing with Matt Smith popping in and being like, oh, I just watched the 100th episode with all 59 doctors in 12D or whatever. I was like, that was amazing. So
I love that watch out of tennis line of watch out for the chin.
I missed out in the cinema experience. But I saw on the TV they showed the trailer for the Christmas special, and they showed the Sherlock trailer as well.
No, did they?
I
got something.
I'm trying to stay away from the Sherlock ones because I'm gonna wait until the first.
This time. One was good.
Because
it's more like a teaser trailer thing. Yeah. I liked it, just getting the teasers, and it's basically just photos, and then.
It's good. I'm still thinking about how they're gonna try and explain it because.
Well, apparently
there was the whole thing with the rubber ball. That was a theory. There's some.
The gag.
No, it's something like
scene that we didn't see.
I can't remember how it works, but it's like he was holding the rubber ball, and then that helped slow down his pulse. Like, there's more to it. I can't really remember.
Yeah, but apparently
we'll get to it.
But apparently, they've all been again. You know, Proviso is Stephen Moffat lies.
Yeah.
But they've been saying since
that sounds like an end of
so. Stephen Moffat lies. Just a really meta episode where it's like, hey, you're being written by this guy.
With the two dolls.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. That's right. You know, just to digress for a second, you know what the funniest thing about that whole thing was to me? Like the John Barrowman thing was amazing. I was like, they're never gonna beat that. But then at the end, when Russell Davis found him up,
and was
like,
he's got the
edge. It's the Russell, the Davis. I was like, yes.
I could come in at the end and save you all.
That was brilliant. But anyway, no, apparently Mark Gatiss and Stephen Moffat have been saying since the last episode aired that it's like really obvious.
And no one's.
And they can't believe that people didn't get it. And
The one I've heard is that because when he falls behind a truck.
So there might be a mattress.
It's the big bin truck, that he falls into that one.
Yeah.
And then climbs out. Because see, from Watson's perspective, but he's concussed and stuff like that. You don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Really know what's going I don't on. Know. I like whatever they do.
People said Moriarty was going to come back.
That's not
going.
I'm still convinced Moriarty can come back.
Yeah, I mean, a bullet to the head is like.
I see.
We're close. 17 stab wounds in the back. We're up to 16.
You see, okay, A, you don't see a shot come out of the gun. You just hear the gunshot. and you don't see any blood. So
okay.
It just, to me, it was brilliant, though. Moriarty realized the only way to defeat him was to kill himself, blah, 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 blah. But it just seems like Moriarty has to figure out a way to come back. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know.
I love the guy who played Moriarty. I think
yeah, he's amazing.
Andrew Scott.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Well, I didn't realize he won so, like, theater,
yeah, he's amazing.
Theater,
yeah.
It's his thing, and yeah. He's won so. He's like won like.
He's in that
Awards and stuff.
Yeah, he's in that Lennon Naked playing playing Paul McCartney, and he's amazing.
Isn't that the one Eccleston plays?
Yeah, it's the one where Eccleston Lennon, plays. Yeah. Eccleston plays John Lennon. Even though he's amazing, he's way too old.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the age difference between those two.
Yeah.
As you were saying the other day, you know, instead of doing Doctor Who, he decided to do G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And not even the respectability of Christopher Eccleston could polish off that turd.
No, what are you going to do?
So bad.
You feel and like...
Thought, and then they thought, you know what, how will we redeem it for the second one? It was get the rock and it would make it sound bad.
You feel like with Eccleston, though, it was like, okay, I'm quitting. I'm going to be a proper actor. And then a few years later, he was like, my mortgage is fucked. I need to make money. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
And then he was in Thor 2 as well, which wasn't as bad as G.I. Joe. He was the bad guy.
He's the villain.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's under all the makeup.
Have you not seen that meme going around Facebook that says that River Song saying, have we done Asgard yet? And it shows a picture of him.
I saw the one that Owen Byrne posted on my Facebook today. You know,
oh, the Hector.
Hector from Breaking Bad. And it's just a picture of Obama leaning in behind Stephen Hawking.
It's today the day.
It's today the day.
What is it?
And it's Obama just leaning in, just whispering into Stephen Hawking's ear.
That was pretty brilliant.
I just got that posted on my Facebook page today with the caption, ding, 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 ding.
There it is.
I love Hector.
You love Hector?
He's the best character, even though he has no lines.
Yeah.
Says it all with one twinge of the lips and some really heavy breathing.
I love that when they first bring him in and they're like, and Jesse's like, this, you know, when they
two go in the desert.
Yeah, when they've killed it. And then he's like, this old bastard doesn't even know what planet he's on. And they're like, are we on Mars? Are we on Jupiter? I always love that. And he pisses on the floor.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
it's Better Call Saul starting this year, isn't it?
And I heard Netflix
picked it up
the outside the US, yeah.
So we'll get it. And also there was a thing, because everyone's alive because it's a prequel, that they might have like Cranston and Aaron Paul just walking around and stuff.
I have a feeling Aaron Paul's more of a likely than Cranston, you know. I don't know if before his diagnosis, Walter White moved in those kind of circles.
Well, they might, like, you never know.
See him just walking down the street in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah, Aaron Paul's more likely or a badger and stuff, maybe. Well.
Yeah.
Badger. Was it he has the big. Is it the Star Wars thing you talk about?
The Star Trek.
Was the one where the episode where they just came in and. Or not them, but like. Saul's goons come in and he's like, I don't know, they just spent 3 hours talking about something called Babylon 5.
I love that show so much. And your man, what is it, Skinny Pete, that is actually a really accomplished musician.
Yeah, he's a
classically trained pianist.
And now he's playing a junkie.
Yeah.
He's so brilliant in that. Yeah. He's so good for that role, though, isn't he? Like, he's just, that when they introduced those characters, I was like, what the hell? But they actually work. Like, such an amazing show.
Saul's henchman again, pretty much.
Oh, Hool. Yeah. Have you seen that, man? Meanwhile, back at the. I had this feeling that at the end of the show, when they did that, like, spoiler alert, everyone, when they did that, really elegant crane shot up over Cranston's dead body. Yeah. That, and then they went to the credits. At the end of the credits, you just see Hool sitting in the house again. They would just cut back to him.
They had, like, there's a thing on YouTube.
Just be like, 5 more minutes and I'm leaving.
There's a thing on, like, Funny or Die where there was, like, an 80s sitcom version of, is like, a Hool spin-off. And it's just him with a Crosby Show-esque family being like, I can't leave this house for 2 minutes. And that's the whole thing.
I love Hool.
He was great.
He's probably only in the whole.
And then there was... I can't remember the character's name, but the ginger guy, his sidekick, Bill Burr played him.
Bill Burr, the two of them were great. I was thinking about it the other day. Somebody posted there was a trailer for Netflix on telly, and they showed the clip from Dead the train robbery episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dead Freight, when the train rolls over Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just thinking about it. I was like, I know Ozymandias is like the best episode, but that Dead Freight is just like such a close second, isn't it? It's like,
and especially at the end, it is the most shocking thing you'll ever see on television.
Yeah, it's just like
that was
spoiler alert, shooting the little boy. Like, Jesus Christ!
Because it was one of those shows, like,
because that's when you go, okay, Todd.
Yeah.
I loved him in the last series because
he was so evil. Yeah,
so creepy.
But you know what? I don't think he even gets that he's that creepy.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, I think that's what's really fucked up about him is that when he shoots that boy, he's like, "Well, that was the only thing to do."
Yeah.
Like,
and then there was that whole thing. He kind of just figured him and Jesse and Walt would be friends again at the end of it.
Yeah,
there was that side to the character which really made it weird. Even weirder.
Really, really weird. Yeah,
like there's the scene in
just that
in the last series where he shoots Jesse's girlfriend.
Oh, he shoots her on the front porch.
In front of him, and it's just like he just doesn't get that.
It's just, and the way he says to her, you know, Jesse's over there in that.
Yeah,
and even when he had Jesse in the cage,
yeah,
and he was just like so threatening Skyler and the baby as well.
It was just so weird. Creepy. Yeah.
Weirdo.
Speaking of Skyler,
the only thing they could have done for the Malcolm in the Middle thing was just have Todd at the window.
Yeah, glaring.
It's such a shame that's only on the DVD now. I haven't got the money to buy the big extended.
I got a HMV card for Christmas, and
they work in Canada, do they?
Well, they have HMVs in Canada. They're separate.
Yeah, for here, there was a lot of
apparently a few years ago they sort of broke away. They separated, so they're a separate company. So when
HMV Canada,
it's like it didn't do like it wasn't in trouble. So I got the I was like, this is what I'm buying the Breaking Bad thing. Yeah, so.
I love it. Like I was so surprised that it's Malcolm in the Middle. And it's just like you're knocking at my back door. I don't know what you're not. Holy shit. They've just made an
angel
joke.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That was
is good to see him as Hal again. I love the I love Malcolm in the Meth Lab on YouTube.
I haven't seen
it. Yeah, Malcolm in the Meth Lab, there's one where he's it's cut between a scene from Breaking Bad and then the scene where the police come and arrest Hal and Malcolm in the Middle and he's just on the floor screaming like a girl.
Oh my god.
And then there's another one where there's something with Skyler, and it's the scene then when after Hal finds out they're having another baby, and he just goes out to the car and completely freaks out and starts crying. And it strangely enough, it all really works. You wouldn't.
Yeah.
You think, you know, going from Heisenberg to Hal, in a split second would be difficult, but it's really